Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, superheroes. Grossing more than $1 billion worldwide and boasting some of the highest critical reviews of the year, the movie Black Panther has become a global phenomenon. The film is also being praised for its primarily African-American cast and their nuanced roles. Last weekend, residents of Anchorage got a chance to get up close and personal with the film when one of the stuntwomen and actresses from Black Panther paid them a visit. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has the story.
Anchorage's Clark Middle School is the most ethnically diverse middle school in the United States, according to demographers. Last Saturday, in partnership with local nonprofit Shiloh Community Development Incorporated, the school hosted a youth summit, which ended with a talk from Janisha Adams-Ginyard, a stuntwoman and actress from Black Panther. Cecily Williams is the school principal and helped organize the summit.
I just think it just has great inspiration and role models that are in that picture for so many levels of people.
From the sound in the auditorium, it was clear Adams-Ginyard was the highest anticipated moment of the summit. One of the attendees was Cal Williams, a local advocate and self-described performing historian. Williams, who has lived in Anchorage since 1965, said that his pool of role models who looked like him was very small when he was growing up.
So we kids grew up idolizing Tarzan as opposed to the Africans. We sided with the cowboy as opposed to the Indians. We always wanted to be the hero and on the white horse with the white hat. That was the portrayal of heroes in my growing up.
Williams says that the film Black Panther serves as a template for getting rid of negative stereotypes of Black Americans.
Oftentimes, the only time we are portrayed on the news or in the media is associated with crime or something negative. And to have this positive image go forward is uplifting to our youth and to us older people as well.
One of the youth uplifted by the film is 13-year-old Nala White. She attends Clark and was part of the drumline that helped introduce the guest of honor that day. White says that oftentimes, films don't offer nuanced portrayals of Black people.
I feel as if there was maybe more representation of like maybe Black people who like anime in movies or who like to draw, who like art. And I just feel like there's not enough of that.
But today, there is no lack of diversity. Something very apparent to Adams-Ginyard, the guest of honor.
After speaking to everyone out there in the audience, I could see that.
Right?
I saw representation from almost all groups. Almost all groups.
Adams-Ginyard says when she was growing up, it was hard to find positive role models in the media. Something she hopes she and other actors in the film can change. She wants young people to look at her and her castmates like she looked at her own personal hero, actress and singer Grace Jones.
Dark skin, beautiful, regal. I mean, she just, her presence commanded attention, you know, and she didn't have to say anything. And it was just like so powerful.
Throughout the summit, attendees attested to why Black Panther provided so many positive role models. Some noted the intelligence, poise, and power of the characters and the fictional Afrofuturistic nation of Wakanda. Ron Brown is an assistant principal at Bartlett High School, which happens to be the second most diverse high school in the country. He says he's optimistic we will see more of these characters due to the film's box office domination.
As long as we have people who look at the bottom line, which is dollars, I think this is only the start of something bigger. I have to believe that. I'm in education. I work with young folks. I have to believe that is what's going to happen in the future.
But for 5-year-old Debriah Rencher, she's just happy to have found her own connection with the character of Shuri, the titular protagonist's sister.
Because she had long hair.
That's why you liked her?
I like long hair people.
Yeah? Do you think you have long hair or you have short hair?
Long hair.
For AK, I'm Wesley Early.
Waka!